And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. And by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A major shakeup is brewing in Lake Township. The County Election Commission has officially cleared the way for the recall efforts against four local leaders. Supervisor Valerie McCollum, Clerk Lisa Clinton, Treasurer Nicole Collins, and Trustee Dale Hartzell are now all targets of approved recall petitions. The complaints, which the commission deemed factual and clear, range from budget disputes, specifically salary hikes, to allegations of dodging public town halls and violating open meeting rules. The clock is now ticking for the officials who have until July 17th to file an appeal with the circuit court. If no appeals are filed by that deadline, the recall campaigns are authorized to begin collecting signatures. This decision follows on the heels of the approval of the recall petition against Huron County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. Vaughn has appealed the Huron County Election Commission's decision to the Huron County Circuit Court, where a judge will determine whether the commission acted appropriately in approving the petition. Since the election commission approved Vaughn's recall petition, additional recall petitions have been filed against Scott Moss, John Hunt, and Sammy Curry. Meanwhile, Joe Murphy has resigned from office, rendering the recall effort against him unnecessary, and there's also a pending recall petition against Commissioner Mary Babcock with a review hearing yet to take place. The people are speaking up with the leadership that they feel are not representing the will of the people in the township and the county. A Carroll man avoided jail after a home invasion conviction is now facing possible incarceration following multiple alleged probation violations. 38-year-old Kenneth H. Koloski admitted in Tuscola County Circuit Court to violating terms of his probation. Authorities said he left a court-ordered residential treatment facility in Saginaw County, refused to take prescribed medication, and later violated additional probation conditions, including consuming alcohol and allowing the battery on his electronic monitoring device to die. Koloski was originally sentenced to 2 years probation after pleading guilty to a second-degree home invasion and larceny for stealing a crossbow from a Vassar Township home in October of 2024. He was also ordered to pay more than $2,100 in restitution, along with fines and court costs. A sentencing hearing on the probation violation is expected at a later date, and the original burglary investigation was conducted by the Vassar Police Department. And State Representative Greg Alexander says the newly approved state budget includes funding aimed at benefiting communities across Michigan's Thumb. Among the local projects is a $1 million appropriation for drinking water improvements in the village Carsonville. The funding is intended to help address elevated arsenic levels that have been detected in the community's municipal wells. The spending plan also increases per pupil funding for Michigan schools by $250, raising the total foundation allowance to $13,300 per student. Additional funding is included for literacy programs, tutoring, school mental health services, school safety, teacher initiatives, transportation, and dual enrollment opportunities. Budget negotiators are rejecting proposed tax increases and did not approve higher hunting or fishing license fees. Lawmakers say the plan reduces overall state spending compared to the current fiscal year, while continuing efforts to eliminate vacant state positions that remain funded but unfilled. Other provisions require additional reporting from the Michigan Public Service Commission when reviewing utility rate requests, establish new oversight measures for certain state agencies, and make changes to the application process for rural health care funding. The budget has now cleared both the Michigan House and Senate and heads to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for consideration. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Saving money on your monthly electric bill was easy with Mowry Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Mowry Electric can help find cost-reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Mowry Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mauer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
And we're back with a look at some national and international news. A Michigan jurist is receiving National Praise Day for showing that justice isn't the only thing he dispenses. The American Red Cross has officially awarded Genesee County District Judge Herman Maribel its prestigious Certificate of Extraordinary Personal Action after his quick thinking saved a man's life. While on a business trip, Maribel witnessed a citizen collapse and stop breathing. Without hesitation, the judge jumped into action and administered manual CPR until paramedics arrived, marking the first time he ever used the skill since learning it as a 12-year-old Boy Scout. And the highly anticipated NATO Alliance Summit opened with a bang in the Turkish capital of Ankara, marked by the immediate rollout of a massive defense industry forum. Alliance leaders unveiled an unprecedented, highly coordinated initiative aimed at dramatically accelerating weapons production and streamlining international military procurement. The aggressive industrial ramping comes amid deep international concerns regarding regional militarization and prolonged foreign conflicts. The newly signed defense treaties will force member nations to significantly increase raw material stockpiles and co-develop cutting-edge drone and missile defense systems to ensure collective readiness. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
We like to think we can fix anything. Plumbing issues? I got this. Drywall repair? No problem. But there's some jobs when you should just call in the professionals. When you have electrical issues, need wiring, rewiring, AC electrical motors, generators, new construction, and more, call the number one electrical company in the Thumb, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. From simple wiring to complex electrical systems, Mauer Electric can handle it at competitive pricing.
This is Nikki Melnick for Mauer Electric. No job is too big or too small. Call Mauer Electric today at 989-269-8171. That's 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.